issues are found less in the Achronim, Gemara Mishonim, and more in the later Poskim Achronim. We started the Sugya of Hagasa, and I want to pick up with that, Amir Tzeh Hashem. Also, Matzekes, Ladle, and Dover Gush. So all these three issues, all of them don't have a lot in the Tur Beis Yosef. And in fact, I didn't bring my Tur Beis Yosef today in Tocho Shabbos. I brought my Tur Beis Yosef in Yoredeya. So that there is going to be references to. In regards to Iroi that I put on the Marim Komos, Rav Ben reminded me that I didn't discuss the dud and a boiler and so on. So we're going to leave that, the first Marim Makom that we didn't finish off in terms of Iroi. I figured we would do that when discussing those halachos. Okay, last time we had mentioned a very fascinating chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatun Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah told us in regards to Magus that the halacha would be that one has to be choshesh for stirring, even if it's mavushal called zarka. That was at the end of both Kuf Yud Zayin as well as in Kuf Yud Ches. In fact, the way the Mishnah Berurah has this halacha in a few different sifkatans, but let's pick up with the end of sifkatan Kuf Yud Ches, eight lines from the bottom. He said, "Beis Yosef Kasa B'Shem Akolbo, V'Kishi Ala Eish Chay V'Hagasa Filim V'Vushal Kol Tzarko." That if the food is on the fire, so then in such a case there will be a chiyuv of Hagasa, even if it's V'Vushal Kol Tzarko. So we mentioned Rav Nevenzahl's beautiful svara that I just found in the Chazon Ish, and that is that when it comes to Hagasa, it could very well be that that's another stage of Bishul, even after Mevushal Kol Tzarko, and hence the Kolbo is Machmir, and therefore we would have to be Machmir as well. There is room to argue, as we're going to see in the Chazon Ish, that it's not only the position of the Kolbo, it's also the position of the Rambam. I'm not going to review in detail, but I think our point that we made at the end of the last year is extremely important, and that is that when it comes to scooping out, even though the Elyo Rabbah has a chumrah in Sivkatan Kuf Yud Gimel quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that says even scooping out is a problem, and for sure the Mishnah Berurah seems to be choshesh for that, because the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sivkatan Kuf Yud Zayin says Aval Hotzi Bekaf Ein Lahachmir Klav Bispasha Gol Tzarko Ve'ena Alaish. So Mishnah Berurah only spelled out that it's going to be mutter if it's not on the Eish, but if it's on the Eish, so then in such a case, there one would, lechatchila, there's a lot to say to be machmir. But I just pointed out that you could be going from the pan into the fire, jumping from the pan into the fire, that if you're going to be choshish for the shita of the kolbo, and not scoop out Friday night, and then take the pot and put it back onto the fire, and I was take it off and then put it back on the fire, and it turns out it wasn't Mavushal Kol Tzarko, then you would have Bishul B'Raisa L'Mahadrin. So that's what we emphasized last time. It could very well be that if a person for sure is going to be taking out Shalant, then in such a case it would be better to recommend that they take a scoop out directly on the fire itself. And some of the Talmidim told me in the name of bigger Talmidei Chachamim that they had said something similar. I do want to point out that there is a Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is in your booklets, Lamed Zayin Tezvav. The Chazon Ish has a more nuanced take on the above Rishonim, and B, a kula that some people are not aware of, that Rav Nevenzahl years ago told me that there might be room to be choshesh for it, and then we'll see how it developed later on. But take a look in Chazon Ish Lamed Zayin Tezvav. I think what you have in front of you is what I underlined from years ago. If you see about 10 lines from the top on the second column, he says, Avalechem Mishnah Kosav. Avalechem Mishnah Kosav, the Das Harambam, She'ein B'megis Bishum Bishul, Ela Kishu Ala Eish. That the Rambam's Shita is that the only time it's going to be considered Bishul Mamish is when it's on the fire. U'bishosh Megis. In other words, Hagasa, according to the Chazon Ish, Lefi, the Lecha Mishnah, Bedas HaRambam, if you look up the Rambam, we actually photocopied the Rambam's last time. It seems to be something along these lines. The Chashash of Hagasa is only if it's Al HaEsh, and if it's going to be Al HaEsh, so then that is due to the phenomenon that there is added heat that's combined with the Hagasa. Aval Kishavir Me'al HaEsh Ein Megis Bechal Bishul. But if it, once it's taken off the fire, then it's not going to be included in Bishul. And the Chazon Ish claims that he has a raya for the Lecha Mishnah, and therefore the Chazon Ish says Chiddush number one. Chiddush number one, says the Chazon Ish, is that Bishul is only going to be if you, by Magus, if it's on the fire. If it's off of the fire, the Chazon Ish says there's a lot of room to argue that even Magus, and as we've been discussing both scooping out as well as stirring, Chazon Ish says even stirring was only going to be considered Bishul if it's on the fire. Me'idach Gisa, so that's, if you will, a kula based on the Rambam. Me'idach Gisa, the Chazon Ish goes on, first word in lines in Das, I also have that underlined. Avos stimas divrei Rambam degam v'shul kol tzarko ayri. That the stimas Rambam on the issue of whether the kolbo is right, that somehow there's going to be a chash of bishul by Hagas even Mavushu called Sarko, the Chazon Ish says it looks like to him that it would apply even if it's Mavushu called Sarko. Why? Because inyan mechudash v'risko chasha bishul. In other words, when you mix it combined with the hevel ala esh, that the Chazon Ish says that's going to create bishul. Therefore, the Chazon Ish concludes the last underline. First one line is Das HaRambam. Va'omnam b'hagasa mamish bizman shu ala esh ro'ui lifrosh. Therefore, one should be poresh and not stir at any time when it's on the fire. Acharei shel Das HaRambam hi melacha d'oraisa, because according to the Rambam, that's an isur d'oraisa. Kifi mashu pirshu b'kolvo. Mikol makom lito b'kaf. Shurak midrabanan, but take out with a kaf, which is only midrabanan. Now here I was sameach that the Chazon Ish makes our diuk, that the Rambam, when he spoke about hotzi b'magrefa, said it's kimivasha, it's like kimivasha. So the Chazon Ish says miloshan Rambam that's is mashma that it's only midrabanan, not d'oraisa. V'nimtze kimivasha u'mashma she'in mivasha mamish. So Chazon Ish differentiates between whether you're scooping out, even scooping out al ha'esh, says the Chazon Ish, that will never be a doraisa, but to stir al ha'esh, from the Rambam, you never see that the end point is mevushal kol tzarko. Therefore, the Chazon Ish is choshesh that stirring al ha'esh would be a din doraisa, even if it's mevushal kol tzarko, but scooping out, at the end of the day, never will get you to a doraisa. And therefore, he says, "Yesh lismoch lahakel kishar pirushim afilu kishu alaish," and therefore you could be makel with stirring out, scooping out, even when it's al haesh. That's how the Chazon Ish concludes, and he recognizes that the Mishnah Berurah was more machmir. Mishnah Berurah kasa lahachmir lito bekaf kozman shi alaish apin espasho kol tzarko, and he, the Chazon Ish concludes, "Vinira the berotza lahashar akdera kishi alakera." If you're going to be stuck, that you're not going to have shalom for tomorrow, and your choice is either not to have shalom tomorrow or to scoop out me'ala eish, so then in such a case, the Chazon Ish says, efshar lahakel, one can be makel. So the Chazon Ish l'chol apachos is makel when it's mevushal kol tzarko, to scoop out on when it's on the fire, against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself is well aware that this is quite a chumrah. He himself had asked on it in the Shaar HaTzion a couple times. The Chazon Ish just gives us the strength, if you will, to be makel in such an instance. When I learned these halachos from Nevinsel years ago, so I asked him whether one could rely on this Chazon Ish. Ask him whether one could rely on the Chazon Ish. So, he said that l'chura, what emerges is that one can be mechalik between whether it's ala esh and shelo al gabe esh, and that the halacha when it comes to hagasa is that there's room to be mechalik between the two.
Yeah.
According to Chazon Ish, that when he says bishul is only going to be on the fire, that's only in regards to hagasa. Or he would say that across the board, that bishul is only when the pot is on the fire. Like I'm saying, you could be more clear bishul is law agave.
Correct. Correct. Even with Hagasa, he holds that Mi'ikr Dina, that will not, you won't hit the din d'oraisa. If you contrast it to Ramosha's tshuvas. If you take a look from in last week's book, I apologize, I didn't photocopy this in this book. But maybe I'll just leave it off as a reference. If you take a look in Ramosha's tshuvas, Ramosha has a different mahalach, and Ramosha holds that they're based on the Tferes Shmuel on the Rush. I think I put that on the Maror Mekomos. We take a look in last week's booklet. He holds that there's a full Gzeira Midrabanan to scoop out when it's on the fire, when it's Mavushal called Sarko. Ramosha's Tshuva is in Bishul Sifkot and Ches, and that's how he explains the Mishabura. It's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira that you might get confused. So you take a look, Ramosha has a different Havana. So again, in the case of the Shas Hadchak that the Chazon Ish describes, or the Shas Hadchak that I described, that I don't want people to come, Lidei Bishul D'Oraisa L'Kulei Alma, there is a Chazon Ish that one can be make on. I don't even think you need a Chazon Ish if you have a shaila of whether someone's going to be over at D'Oraisa versus a Chumra of the Elio Rabba, but you have a Mefurish Chazon Ish that's Meikel. Yes?
That Chazon Ish that's Meikel is when it's called Sarko. No?
Correct. When it's called Sarko. Correct. Correct.
So
again, the concern that I have is that people think it's called Sarko, and it's not really called Sarko. So when it comes to scooping out, so then in such a case, so then anyhow, according to many sheet, it's for sure not going to be an Issur D'Oraisa, the Chazon Ish points out. But if it's even if there are five barley beans that haven't been cooked yet, and you put it back on the fire, so then that's mamish bishul d'oraisa.
You know that it's not called sarko.
But I just want to emphasize. I'm sorry, Shripsha, I just want to emphasize. Ramosha is less makel than I presented. Ramosha says there's a gzeira. That gzeira applies. Take a look over there in the previous booklet. But there is a Chazon Ish that says this. Yes.
What we're going to say. Well, no, meaning if you know it's not called sarko, then it's not going to do anything. Meaning
you're wrong.
If you know for sure that's it, or if you're really choshish that's not Lusha Kol Tzarko, then the Kulei Alma one should not take out. That would be a shot. That would be an Isur D'Rabbanan. The Chazon Ish points out according to the Rambam. Okay, that's in regards to Megis. Let's now move over to the sugya of Matzeket, the sugya of a ladle. So here there is nothing in the Tur Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Yud Ches, and there are two Mishnah Berurahs, just like the Sugya of Davar Gush, we're going to see that they borrow from other places. There are two Mishnah Berurahs. One is a Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Memhei, and the other is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Pei Zayin. Let's take a look first. Let's start with Pei Zayin, because Pei Zayin is more general. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mutalita and Kita, let's start with the Mechaber. Mutalita and Kita and Shemayim Moshe Shar Mashkim a Klishen. You're allowed to put a jug into a Klishen, Yishesh Bomayim Chamim. Says Mishnah Bura, Klisheni, Mikri, Kishi Iru Min a Klishon, Shertichu Chamim, Betoch Oto Kliza. If you've poured from a Klishon into a Klisheni, that's a Klisheni. Umutra Filma Yatzoledis Bo, and it's permissible even if there's Yatzoledis. Avo. But if you've taken out with a ladle from a kli rishon, yesh omrim de dino ke kli rishon, that is going to have a din of kli rishon. Yesh omrim de dino ke kli rishon. Very cryptic, yesh omrim. There are some who say that it has a din kli rishon. What's the nature of the suffix? So by the way, this is a tesis in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lam Gimel on the base. We're actually not going to focus too much on the doing Tosis inside. I didn't photocopy it for you. But those who are want to analyze a little bit of our astonishing conclusion that we're going to come to in the next 15 minutes, you might be able to prove I'm wrong or prove I'm right from that Tosis on Daf Lamed Gimel on the base. But in Shas, that's the closest we have. And the Tosis has a suffix. He says, when you take a ladle and you put the ladle inside of a Kli Rishon, so how do you look at it? How do you look at this ladle? Do you say, on the one hand, that it's a separate Kli, that's the Kli Sheni, on the other hand, it was submerged into the Kli Rishon. It was submerged into the Kli Rishon, so then in such a case, it could very well be that it assumes the identity of the Kli Rishon. Many of the poskim speak out that at the end of the day, we have a rule of Defanos Nikaros, the Kli Sheni, the walls have been cool. Over here, Mishabura points out, that might depend on the amount of time, but over here, if the Kli Rishon, the ladle was sitting inside of the soup, so then it could very well be that the Svara of Defanos Nikaros is not going to be very relevant because it's not Mikaros, and that's how Mishabura concludes. If you've left it in for a considerable amount of time, it's certainly going to be called Kli Rishon. Rav, let me just develop a couple more of the shitas, and then I want to take your heart. So this is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Pei Zayin. We will come back to who these mysterious Achronim are. He says Achronim, doesn't tell us exactly who they are. Characteristic of the Dirshu, which is absolutely fantastic resource, but they're interested in quoting the Halach L'maisa Diyunim of the Poskim. They don't quote who these Achronim are. You look at the Dirshu, right? I didn't look it up, but who will quote who these Achronim are? The other fantastic Mishnah Berurah, but doesn't sell as well. What's the other fantastic Mishnah Berurah? The Oz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah. But I'm also using the Mishnah Dirshu, don't worry. So the Oz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah explains every single line and gives background for every single line in the Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Halach, and so on. So I haven't checked it up, but I'm quite sure that they're going to tell you who these Achronim are. But B'siyata D'Shmaya, we came across them in Yaradeya, so we'll probably figure out who these Achronim are. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. I mentioned this because I was discussing with Avrichim. We had a tough line in the Shaar Etzion. If you're stuck about how to read a Mishnah Berurah, you're not sure what the Mishnah Berurah's Kavanah is or a Shaar Etzion and so on, the Oz V'Hadar did a fantastic job. But you know how it works. What sells is Halacha L'maisa. That's what sells nowadays. Halacha L'maisa. I tell you a story. What's that?
I think it's also cheaper.
It's also cheaper. That also sells. I'll say this in two minutes of Bittul Torah to bring out maybe the shame. The Iyun HaTorah, when I printed my small sefer on Ksuvos Kedusha in Yichud and Sheva Brachos, so someone suggested that I call a printer. I'm a distributor. I didn't really work at all on distribution or anything like that. But someone said call a distributor. So he gave me a number, so I called the distributor. It was noisy in the background, and I started describing the sefer. He said, it sounds interesting. Call me back in 5 minutes. I can't hear anything. So I call him back in 5 minutes. He says, tell me again what the sefer is. So then I said, it's Iyun on the first two Prakam Ksubis and first Perek Kedusha and Hilchos Yichud L'Shev Rochus. I said, oh, okay, Yashkoch, I'm not interested. He said, I only heard the second half of what you had said. He said, you heard how you described it, it's Hilchos Yichud L'Shev Rochus. He said, but if it has that first half, the first stuff, the Iyun, it's not going to. L'didi hava uvda. You know, it's a say. If you print half of the sefer, it wouldn't be a very big sefer. But just print half of the sefer the way I described that. It's summarized Reb Shlomo Zalman, Chacham Avadi, v'chule. He said that would sell. But don't even try selling it. The first half is on Shas. Okay, Nachzor l'inyanenu. So this is the mysterious Achronim. So it says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Mem Hey. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Mem Hey. Baruch Atah Adonai. He says as follows. Some ask this as a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, in the case of Kali Abishal, towards the end, he says, if you're putting bread into the soup, then he suggests the following. Ella Imrod say, Oshel Kol HaPachos, first word on the line in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is Bamorak. Oshel Kol HaPachos Yishav Bikaf Minak Deira, Kedei Shetia Akara Kli Shlishi. He says, use a ladle, scoop out, you have the soup on the fire, take a ladle, the ladle is going to be a Kli Sheni, and then you put it into the bowl, and the bowl is going to be, that's a Kli Sheni, the ladle, the bowl is a Kli Shlishi, beautiful. And then in such a case, then it would be mutter to put the bread in. So it's, first of all, halacha l'maisa mefurish in the Mishnah Brura is that you're allowed to put bread into soup, it's mefurish, into soup because it's a kli shlishi. That's ad kan divrei Mishnah Brura. Some asked that l'chura there's a stira between the two Mishnah Brura. In one case he said that it has, that you have to be choshesh or at least yesh omrim to dino kli rishon. And then over here he doesn't even mention it. So there are two terutzim. The terutz I like the most is Mefurish in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Beautiful terutz. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa has A, the halachos, and Mineu Be, within the halachos, he's Miyashev, the stira between the two. So let's take a look at two halachos in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, the two halachos in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in regards to Matzekes. So in page Chaf, that's Sif Memches, the Mishmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says as follows: Hamatzekes Shebo Motzim Es Ochem Kli Rishon, the ladle that's used to take out the food. Min Adin Shtei Nikia V'Yivarcha, it should be dry. Gishmachnisa Bekter Achar Apam Rishvona Yakpid Sheishare Ochel Shebo Lo Yukar. You have to be careful that the ladle should be clean, that it shouldn't have a significant amount of ochel that could be subject to bishul. The kivan shemachnis is hamatzechas sokli rishon, or befrat in he nisheres man ma betoch hakdera yesh la kol dine kli rishon. So he says it has a din of all kli rishon if it's sitting inside. Vilachain also la aros is hatashul shebesoch hamatzechas amaychal sheyesh ba iser bishul. And therefore, it's prohibited to pour from matzekes onto any food that might come to bishul, because that would be irui kli rishon. That would be irui kli rishon. That's what Shmir Shabbos says on page chavav. However, on page chavav, in sif nuntes, on the next page, he says the following. He says, Lefichach, also liton lechem b'toch marak. You're not allowed to put bread into soup. Skipping a line, v'chein also la'aros al lechem eskutim b'kli rishon. V'gam ein lasitam b'kli sheni. We're choshesh for bishul achar afia in regards to bread. Ulam le'inyan zeh ein lematzekes ulekafdin kli rishon. But in this regard, a matzekes doesn't have the din of a kli rishon. In regards to this, so the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa on Kuf Pei points out that the Vart is as follows, that the Vart is that when did the Mishnah Brura say that you could be mekil? That was when you had a couple of chumras that were one on top of the other, that were on top of the other. Dahainu, that you had kali abishul. It's not mefurish that bread is kali abishul. If you were talking about salt, so then in such a case, then it could be, according to some, it's mefurish, it's kali abishul. But if you're talking, of course, mine salt. But if you're talking about bread, it's not mefurish, it's kali abishul. That's the Uraim's chumra. Al gabe another chumra, of yesh bishul achar afia. So over there, the Mishnah Brura said that you could treat the ladle as a kli rishon. However, as a kli sheni. So you treat the ladle as a kli sheni. However, for other dinim, here we have the Mishnah Brura saying that one would have to be machmir. That was in Sif Katan Pei Zayin, that in a case that if you have a shoev, that the ladle that you want to treat it as a kli sheni, it could very well be that it's not going to be considered a kli sheni. Now, according to this teretz of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, so then what emerges is this heter of the Shmir Shabbos of the Mishnah Brura would be only to treat the ladle as a kli sheni when we're talking about things that already are a chumra al gabe chumra. However, those things are not a chumra al gabe chumra, so then in such a case, then one would have to be machmir. Rav Rimon points out that there's room to read in the Minchas Yitzchak, that the Minchas Yitzchak was even more mekel. If you take a look in the Tshuvas of the Minchas Yitzchak in the booklet, it's Simin, it's Chelek Hei, Simin Kuf Chaf Zayin. He gives two answers. Second, he gives the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos his answer, which Lanias Daifi is Amita Shel Torah, that I think is the real emes in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he gives another answer as well. And he says, Hine Pashuk, Kivin the Yesh Plukta, this is Os Gimel, page Resh Nun. Kivin the Yesh Plukta, Im Kaf Shetafu Likurisho Yesh Odin Klirisho Gavur Betaz, Memela have sveka de dina. By the way, that's the Taz in Sif Yutes. And we're going to see that's a Taz also in Yardei as well. The Taz seems to be, discusses this. We'll discuss the Shita Taz shortly. He therefore concludes the sveka de dina. Al kein besafik shebein kli rishon l'sheni hichmir. If you have a safik, if it's a kli rishon or a kli sheni, so then you would have to be machmir. U besafik shebein kli sheni l'shlishi hikil. The Michas Ritzlag has another answer. He says, if you're talking about Sif Katan Pei Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, over there you had a shaila of whether you're allowed to put something that was not mevushal into the ladle with the hot soup. So then in such a case, there you have a shaila of Bishul Doraisa to decide whether it's the ladle is a Kli Sheni or a Kli Rishon. So when you have that tension, so then in such a case, you're going to go L'chumra. However, Sifkatan Memhei was talking about what? Sifkatan Memhei was talking about you had a shayla of whether it's a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi. So then the ladle will give it a din of Kli Shlishi, which ends up the bowl will be a Kli Shlishi and the ladle is going to be a Kli Sheni, which ends up a real fantastic stira minei ubei within the world of ladles. That the ladle, according to Minchas Yitzchak, his pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, is that there are times that's a Kli Sheni, and there are times that are not, and it'll be considered a Kli Rishon. How do you decide? The question is of whether you're dealing with something that's in a potential Kli Shlishi, then you're going to be Mekel. But if you're dealing with something that is potentially either a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni, then you have to treat it like a Kli Rishon. I'm bothered by this Teretz of the Minchas Yitzchak. At the end of the day, I find that, first of all, Kalei HaBishul. Something that Lekulei Alma is Kalei HaBishul. Everybody would agree it qualifies as Kalei HaBishul. L'chura, that din is a din d'oraisa. So why would you be mechalek between the case of where you have a classic din of Kalei HaBishul, where everybody agrees that you have to be choshesh, that's Kalei HaBishul, and say that you could be Mekel. When you have a suffix of whether it's a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi. L'chura, if at the end of the day it's going to cook in the Kli Sheni, you should have to be Machmir. And how could it be that the same ladle, if we're dealing with Dine Doraisa, if it's a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni, then automatically we're going to assume it's a Kli Rishon. But if it's a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi, then automatically we're going to assume that it's a Kli Shlishi. In other words, the pot that you put it in, the bowl that you put it into, is automatically a Kli Shlishi. I find this first teretz a difficulty. Then gives the Shmir Shabbos' teretz, and that's the pshat that we're going to go with. Yes, Reb Shai, is okay with the question you wanted to ask before? So, Beinatayim. Time. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Shmuel.
I'm just confused. How does Minchas Yitzchak concluding that one time Rav
Where did he get that from? Oh, beautiful. Because what was Memhei talking about? Memhei was talking about a case in which you had soup that was in a bowl, which was taken out with a ladle. Mm-hmm. And now the shaila is whether you're allowed to put bread into that bowl. So now, either the bowl is a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi, dependent on how you look at the ladle. However, the other case in Mishnah Berurah, you could read that there you had a question of whether something you had scooped out. Sometimes people do this, right? This the people do in yeshiva, and when there could be when their wives and their mothers are not looking, they do the same thing. They take the soup cup and they just take the soup cup. They put it directly into the soup to take it out. So let's say somebody did that, something along those lines, but he put the soup cup all the way in. And now he wants to know whether he could be mevashel in that soup cup. That was what peizayin. There's room to say that that's what's going on. So that's a shaila of whether you look at the soup cup as a kli rishon or a kli sheni. Then you're going to have to be machmir. But the case in Memhei was talking about an instance where you had soup that was already in the soup bowl. So then in such a case, then there's going to be room to be made for the ladle. But I don't understand why, if the only chiluk you can make is daraisa derabanan, and it seems to me there are times that you can have shalas abishal daraisa, even a kli shlishi, therefore the Shmur Shabbos Kilcha says answer is enough. Yes?
Isn't the Chazon Yish's answer so much nicer? Like, it's just so smooth. The Chazon Yish, that it's a question of, you know, one Sivkot is Allah Ish, one Sivkot is not
right,
Allah Ish.
Right, right.
Isn't that like super glot?
Yes.
What's the problem with that?
Right, answer? Right. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa mentions it. So since I had mine not to discuss it, this is, if you will. No, that's fine. That's fine. Beautiful. I also like it, but I decided with Tovas HaTalmid and maybe to leave it out. But since Rabban mentioned it, so the Chazon Ish is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Maybe I even photocopied it. Yes. The Chazon Ish is, I thought you don't even have to see it. Since I said Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, it's in the footnote of Kuf Pei in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, page Chav Vav. As well as, we have it in the back of the booklet, it's the second to last page in the booklet. In Dibra Maskel, Seder Klei Hasu'uda. So the Chazon Ish in that Dibra Maskel says as follows. V'im shoavim min ha'kdeira la'achar she'avir me'ala'esh, halfway through Dibra Maskel Seder. If you scoop out, after it's been taken off of the fire, nira midivrei rishonim she'hevi atasham da'havik kli rishon. If you look into the Taz that we're going to discuss shortly, so then in such a case, it's a kli shein. It's going to be when it's shelo ala esh. But if it was ala esh, then in such a case, the kaf atzma nasis kli rishon. And thank you, Rabben, for stopping me. I, for whatever reason, decided not to discuss it, but you're right. The Chazon Ish's pshat is a beautiful, beautiful pshat. And the Chazon Ish says you could be mechalik between whether it was ala esh or not. And if it was ala esh, it's very similar. We've had two Chazon Ishes in one day. There are mechalik between whether it's ala esh or not ala esh. Vamevin Yavin, that is reminiscent, echoes, what Rav Rosenzweig Shlita would call echoes of the Shita of Yerushalmi, that says that you only have bishul ala esh. So here the Chazon Ish says that, could it really retain its identity, the original identity of Kli Rishon? The answer is yes. Where did it come from? If it came ala esh, so then in such a case it will. If it didn't come ala esh, then it won't. Now, Rav Ben, I don't recall him saying that that's the pshat in Mishnah Berurah. Does he say that out? Does he say that's the...
That's how the Dirshu quotes him.
The Dirshu says that that's the Yishuv Astira?
That seems to be...
I don't know if that was what the Chazon Ish...
I understand from... I heard Rav Miller do Shin Yor Day, and that was the mashma from Rav Miller also.
Ah, yefeh. Okay, that's a nice assumption. I didn't see that in the words of Chazon Ish. Yefeh. But it's a nice... hafuch.
But it certainly could be... I mean...
The emes of what Marana Chofetz Chaim had in mind when he wrote it, as of Shvat Tov Shinayin Tes, I believe it's what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa said, not the Chazon Ish. I think it's so much more meduyah in the context of the Mishnah Berurah. But you're right, La'amita Shel Torah, Rabben, La'amita Shel Torah, it could very well be that the Chazon Ish's Mahalach is much clearer. In this as well, when I discussed with Rav Nevensal, he wanted to know if the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa said it, and at the time we couldn't find it, but now we found that, in, as I said, Sifkot and Kuf Pei, that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes it. Rav Nevensal told me today, in terms of Halacha Lamaisa, that he thinks that there's a lot of room to follow this Mahalach of the Chazon Ish, and therefore the halacha would be that if you scooped it out when it's on the fire, so then in such a case the soup bowl would have it in klisheni. If not, he thought you could be mekel, which is a broader kula. It's a once again a case of where if you go with the Chazon Ish, you would end up being more mekel than the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah. So it's important to note. It was a simcha for us to find actually when we were learning this, discussing this, and when we were learning Yaradeya. So Rav Nevensal asked me to get the Shmir Shabbos, and we looked up and down to see if the Shmir Shabbos mentions the chiluk, and it didn't mention the chiluk. So we left it off as an interesting sheet of the Chazon Ish, and I showed him today that he has it. So we finally found it. So then he thought that he liked the svara, but he was a little bit afraid to paskin against the Shmir Shabbos, but once the Shmir Shabbos has in a footnote, then he thought Lamaisa one could rely on that. That would be a Derech HaMelech. So whether you go with the Shmir Shabbos understanding of Mishnah Berurah, that's legitimate. Chazon Ish's understanding, that's legitimate. I'd like to argue another pshat that's legitimate, that's far more chamor than, but which I think is actually the most legitimate of it all. This is my chumrah of the year. So let's begin. First of all, I'm gonna, as you know, my affection for Rabbi Rimon Sefer, that his clarity and the way he puts out the shitos, is that I use him sometimes as a straw man to contrast a different way of learning up the sugya. It's part of Rav Rimon's godless that he's willing to push a mahalach very clearly and very succinctly. I'll get to the punchline. I'll start with the end and work backwards. I would like to suggest this year, like I did last year in Yerendeya, that there is no one that Mefurish says that a ladle is considered a cliche for Hilchos Shabbos. No one within the Rishonim and early Poskim. And the Mishnah Berurah was based on an assumption that he had, which was based on what the Taz had, who was ultimately Machmir, which did not have the Likutei Ma'aril, and therefore, I think a very different picture will come out. Here's the foil. Rav Rimon Kedarko sets up that there's two camps. There's some who say that Kli Risha, that a ladle is like a Kli Risha. Some who say it's a Kli Shein. Who's in the camp that says that it's a Kli Rishon? It's a Mefurish Taz. Beautiful. Taz is Mefurish. We're going to see it inside. And who's in the other side? So he quotes a Pri Chadash, and he quotes a Ma'aril. And he quotes a Me'iri. The Taz says that you have to treat like a Kli Rishon. We're going to look up that Taz shortly. The Taz, by the way, is by us in Sif Yud Tes. It's a one-liner by us. And the Taz is a long Taz, which we'll focus on the important parts in Simin Sadi Beis, that we'll do shortly. Now, the Me'iri, I leave to Avrechim. I looked up the Me'iri last night. I didn't know what he was referring to, and he doesn't spell out at all what his diuk was from the Me'iri. I looked, but I'd like the Avrechim to look a little bit more. I didn't see in the Me'iri, so I realized that what I'm about to say today might not be correct because I didn't understand what he was referring to in the Me'iri. However, if you take a look in the Pri Chadash, and you take a look in the Ma'aril, they're not talking about Hilchos Shabbos. The Pri Chadash in Tafnun Aleph Sif Katan Hey is talking about what Tosas and Lamech Gimel Amud Beis was speaking about. And that is the following Shaila. The Shaila is in front of us. It's a Ma'aril. Take a look at the Ma'aril that's quoted by the Taz in Yerideya. In Yerideya, I photocopied it for you. In Simin Sadi Beis, Sif Katan Lamed, the Taz begins a new discussion over there that really doesn't have much to do with everything he had been discussing prior. And you have it in your booklet. It's a separate paragraph, Kasa B'Maril. The Shaila is in a Hilchos Pesach. In Hilchos Pesach, if it's difficult, you have a large, large vat, okay? And it's difficult to do Hechsher Kalim in the vat, and you put a ladle inside of the vat, and you do hechsher in that large ladle. So, here's the problem. Hechsher kelim has to be done in a Kli Rishon ala Esh. Do we say that that's considered a Kli Rishon, or is that considered a Kli Shein? So says the Ma'aril, Kasa b'Ma'aril b'Hilchos Pesach, v'hamagil al yidei iru yishoshokan aroskan ala Kli. Everybody have it in the photocopies I've given you? If you use a ladle, says the Ma'aril, that's a klisheni. And in such a case, then, if you pulled it out, then it would be considered a klisheni. Achein, im shoyas haklisha shoyvimo, toch haklishim vashel barosim. However, if you leave the ladle inside, uba'odu shom malin hamayim resichus, mikri gamu klirishon. So he says it depends on whether you've taken it out or you've left it inside. If you've left it inside, so then it's still aleish, and then in such a case it's going to be considered a kli rishon. However, if you've taken it out, then it's going to be considered a kli sheni. Comes along the Taz. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. Any clarification? Good. Comes.
I didn't quite read it that way, because he said if it's inside, if you're putting another kli inside the ladle, which is inside the kli rishon,
right?
If that's over the fire, that's I don't need to discuss that.
Wait.
I understood that he's saying is that if you let it, that the ladle was inside, so the water was long enough to be roseach in the ladle, and then you took the ladle out.
Besed. What's critical for me is the next line of David. Okay, midvarim elu mashma sheim shoev mikli rishon. From these words, it would seem that if you take a ladle and you take it out, vahotzi roschim, you take out the hot water. Mikri achakach ki sheni v'yesh bo din kli sheni, that it's going to have a din kli sheni. And then the Taz has many kashas amongst within Hilchos Shabbos as well. Interesting rai from Rabbi Yitzchak Baravdini, which I won't discuss. But that's the Taz says that this is wrong. So therefore, the Taz is suggesting that no, we look at a ladle as being a kli rishon. And the Nekudas HaKesef also agrees with this. The Nekudas HaKesef says that it also has a din of a kli rishon. Hence, when the Mishnah Brura says achronim in Sifkatan Pezayin, it seems to me that he's referring to the Taz, who repeats his shita as well in Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Yutes, if I'm not mistaken, who says that the halacha is that the ladle, we have to be choshesh, that the ladle has a din of kli rishon. Why does it seem to me that the Mishnah Brura said yesh omrim? Because the Taz, when he was quoting this discussion, quoted a Ma'aril that said that it had a din of a kli rishon. The Taz quoted the Ma'aril who says that. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? However, everything is true. Everything is fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our Dor Chalash, has given us many more Svarim than the Kadmonim have. And I think I saw this referenced. I don't know the Likutim of the Ma'aril. I think the Oz V'Hadar just made reference in summarizing the Sugya. They made reference that there's another Ma'aril. A Ma'aril in the Likutim. You take a look at the next page, after my quote from the Taz, you see in the Likutim, in Kuf Beis of the Ma'aril says, he doesn't disagree, it's consistent what he said in Hilchos Pesach, but the Ma'aril says that even though I said that for Hilchos Hagola, what was the Mashmos, again, what was the line? Midvar meilu mashma shimshov kli rishon mikri kli sheni. Then such a case it's considered kli sheni. Take a look how he says it. Amar mari segol imshov mikli el kli rishon sheshavu imo mayim kli rishon lechol davar milvad din hagola she'ein chashiv kli rishon hagil. The shaila now in both the Taz and the Ma'aril was: are you allowed to do Hagala in this large ladle? It was scooped out of this large bath, and now you have a ladle, but a very, very large ladle. And I want to know if that's considered as if I did Hagala b'kli rishon or b'kli sheni. Says the Ma'aril that you have to consider it a kli sheni. You can't consider it a kli rishon. Why? Because Tosas had a suffix of how to look at every ladle. So therefore, the Ma'aril said, when it comes to Hagola, you're going to have to be machmer and look at it as a klisheni. But he says black on white in all other inyanim, in kol haTorah kula, you have to treat it as a kli rishon. So therefore, there's a tosis with a suffek in avodah zarah on the gimel mabez. I would argue against a Talmud Chacham who responded to me, well, at the end of the day, it's a mefurish tosis, that tosis had its sad to be nekel. If you take a look at that tosis machri al chumra in for blios, he considers it over there. Tosis considers it a kli rishon. For hagala, tosis considers it a kli sheni lechumra. So the big matir was the Maril. The Taz, we thought, was a Machmir. And it's true, that's the Mashmos. And that's what the Taz thought. Because the Taz might have only had the Maril. That's what the Mishnah Berurah thought. Because the Mishnah Berurah had the Taz, and it could very well be. The Mishnah Berurah painstakingly researched everything he could. He probably got his hands on the Maril. And that's what the Maril says in Hilchos Pesach. But they probably did not have the Likutim. And in the Likutim, what do you have? You have Mefurish, the Maril, saying that you have to treat it like a Kli Rishon. So I end up with this fantastic, fantastic quandary. And that is, I can't find a single Makar that says that you treat a ladle as a Kli Sheni for anything except for Hagala.
One side of Tosis,
but Tosis seems to be machriya lechut. That Tosis seems to be saying only in regards to Agalah. Look up the Tosis. Look it up. Tell me if I'm right. Look up the Tosis. Look up the Meiri. And therefore, there's a flag on the play on Rav Rimon Shlita. Rav Rimon quotes Mekoros as a davar pashut, that when you have that, what you have over here is you have a ladle. We have a mefurisha pri chadash who says that the halacha is that you could be. That has a din klisheni. The Pri Chadash, I looked it up. The Pri Chadash is only talking about Hagala. And the Maril's only talking about Hagala. The Yosim, he said, the Maril himself and Likutim said, you have to be machmir to treat like a Kli Rishon. So this is a case where, maybe, how do you deal with the phenomenon that the Mishnah Berurah Beferish was Mekel, based on the understanding of the way the Taz set it up? That's for sure. But the question is whether in Hilchos Shabbos, whether there's any makar that says it this way. Lanias Daiti then comes out of by far the biggest chumrah that I have in Hilchos Shabbos. And that is that it seems to me that one should treat, in all instances, even in a case, lechatchila, whoever follows the Mishnah Berurah should follow the Mishnah Berurah, whoever follows the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa should follow the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. But it would seem to me that based on my understanding of the sugya, that this is a case of where that supo really mi'ikur d'dina is a klisheni and not a klishlishi, and one should not put in any forms of kali habishal inside. The Mishnah Berurah was already makel by bread inside the soup, so there I could live with that. Why could I live with that? In other words, my approach could actually fit into the Mishnah Berurah, even though it probably wasn't his kavana, because at the end of the day, like the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa pointed out, it's a chumra agave chumra v'yesh bishal acharafia, the kali abishal, and so on and so forth. But if you know that it's an item that's subject to bishal, so then it's subject to kali abishal, it would have a din of the soup bowl, should have a din of klisheni, and a ladle, it would seem that the post-gemar choshesh has din kli rishon. Now, it is a sveik of the dina. It is a sveik of the dina. In other words, Tosis had a suffik. The Taz and the Maril seem to have, the Maril Beferish has a suffik. But the Maril's machriya in the suffik l'chumra. And therefore it would seem to me that one would have to be machriya in the suffik l'chumra when we're dealing with suffik d'oraisa. If we're talking about sveik of the Rabbanan, so then in such a case, one could be mekel. Okay, that's definitely the chumra of the year. Yeah, go ahead.
Why is the Maharil not just saying similar like we said in the Minchas Yitzchak? I mean, he's saying it's a suffix, and the case of that would come out that it would be viewed as a cliche is by Hagala. But that's right. The same steer in the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, you could be Mekel in the cases that it's. I mean, even by Hilchos Shabbos, you can call it a cliche when it's a suffix derabbanan.
I mean, I agree.
He's just calling it a
suffix. I agree. No, but what bothers me is that that there are those who say that there are people who paskin that Hilchos Shabbos that lacha is that it's a klisheni. There's no one who paskins that it's a klisheni. That's my beef. My beef is that there isn't anybody who said that you could be makel on a ladle, right? The way it's presented is that otherwise, that a ladle, that there are some who hold that ladle is a kli rishon, there's some who hold that ladle is a kli sheni. You're 100% right, Rav Shai. The rishonim and the poskim are mefurish, that they were all mesupak, and they were machriya, but my addition is, they were machriya lechumra, and I didn't see anybody be machriya lekula. Didn't see anybody be machriya lekula. The one exception might be within the Mishnah Berurah himself, but within the Mishnah Berurah himself, so then I'm arguing that might be because Moran HaChavetz Chaim didn't have the Likutei Ma'aril. If he had the Likutei Ma'aril, it could very well be he would have given a different psak.
Yeah, how much time does it need to be in to be doing that? I mean, if I leave the label...
According to Mishnah Berurah.
Right,
according to where we're understanding, one would have to be Machmir even if it's a short period of time.
Why? But it's not...
Tosas and the Ma'aril don't discuss that Svara. Tosas and the Ma'aril don't discuss the amount of time.
Isn't that meaning otherwise, what's the tzad to say?
No, the tzad was that the moment in which it was, Ben pointed out from the Chazon Ish, the moment that it was Ala Eish and it was there, then it assumed that identity of Kli Rishon. The moment it became one with the Kli Rishon, then in such a case there's room to be Machmer. In other words, those who suggest that's Tali and the Fanos Makaros and so on and so forth, that the Mishnah Berurah himself insinuates, might not necessarily fit in so well with the Sveika Dedina that the other posts can have. It could be that the moment in which the ladle is put inside of the Kli Rishon, it assumes the identity of the Kli Rishon. It has to be that the food passes through an airspace. It passes through an airspace and it comes inside another kli. Now we have to have Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to find a kula as big as this one. I don't want to be constantly finding things to be machmir. Siyata D'Shmaya to... Yeah, go ahead.
The Dushi does cite the Arul Yotu and saying, basically what Shai just said, that it's a quite short time that really still down to Karos.
Okay, yeah, no, but that's all working with the Mishnah Berurah's Ma'alef. In other words, I don't know if Rabbi Yoshev saw the Kutei Ma'aril. Rav Nevin Salah not seen the Ma'aril either. I showed it to him today. He said he hears. You know, but it's a little bit of a paradigm shift. It's a little bit of a paradigm shift. Tov, do we have time for Dover Gush? Yeah. Okay. Another issue that comes up in Hilchos Bishul, which again starts within Yoredeya, is the issue of a salad. But of course, we'll see it through the eyes. Of Mishnah Berurah. Again, it's a little bit uncharacteristic of the way we take apart a sugya. Usually we try to start with the Gemara and the basic Rishonim, but over here these are outside things that are the other variables that come out from other sugyas. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkatan Menhei, five lines from the top, he says the following. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Diyesh poskim." I'm going to start in mid sentence and then work backwards. Five lines in the second column. "Diyesh poskim shesom the davar gush emunach bekli sheni dino kekli rishon." There's some poskim that, and this is the Magen Avraham, the last sif katan of our simon, that says that a solid is that's sitting in a kli sheni has a din kli rishon. So this comes up halacha ma'isa. Let's start with halacha ma'isa and then go through the sugya, the basics that most of you are familiar with. And that is, we of course have a rule that Kli Rishon is Mevasha, Kli Sheni is not Mevasha. So that makes sense in regards to a Dover Lach, says the Marashal. Marashal says that's going to make sense in a Dover Lach. But if you have a Dover Yavish, let's say you have a piece of Kugel, that's what Shlomo Zalman is going to discuss, Halacha Maisa. You have a piece of Kugel that's sitting in a Kli Rishon, so then in such a case, in a Kli Sheni, so if you have a piece of Kugel that's in a Kli Sheni, then the Fanos Makaros is not as powerful. And therefore, the Halacha would be that the kugel would be mevashel those things that come on top of it. And therefore, you would have a shayla putting those things that are not mevushel on top of the piece of kugel. So let me give you an example that the post, just to make this salient, the post can discuss a dramatic case. Very interesting Shaila. What would you say in regards to a hot piece of kugel and a pickle that's put inside? Here in Yerushalayim, that's supposedly very, very, that's common, that ad kidei kach, that there was different Shailas and Hilchos Brachos, that they're mefalpel as well. But the common Yerushalmi Kiddush is not like a Kiddush in the five towns. Basically, it's al-chayim, and a little bit of Yerushalmi kugel, maybe, if you're lucky, with herring and a pickle. Pickles are not expensive here, so you put the Yerushalmi kugel, you put the pickle on top of the Yerushalmi kugel. So interestingly, the poskim discussed, by the way, this is almost academic, this whole shaila, because 99% of the time that the Yerushalmi kugel is served, it's not Yatzo Ledispo. It's not Yatzo Ledispo, I don't think. Maybe, it's very, very hot. But by the time people are putting the pickle on top of the kugel, I don't think it's Yatzo Ledispo. But it's a fun shaila to be mefalpel with, that could it be mevashel the pickle? Another angle, lahagil Torah la'adira, is that, of course, the pickle was kavush already, and we have a rule, kavush k'mevushel. So is there room to be a foul? Probably not. Then in such a case, it means a totally different bin din mevushel, kavush k'mevushel. At the end of the day, there is such a discussion. Halach l'maisa, this also comes up for us in other instances. You have a hot piece of chicken, and you want to put some type of gravy on top, or you want to put some type of salad that has a lot of lechus on top, etc., etc. Those things, that's where you're going to have the shaila. So the Mishnah Berurah says that there are poskim who are machmer that has a din of kli sheni. Now, why does he say diyesh poskim? Because as the poskim point out, it's in the furish in a few places in Yoredeya that the Ramah was makil on the shaila. The Ramah appears in Sadi Dalid Sif Zayin. The Ramah is mefurish makil. The Ramah says that the only time you can have a shaila is bebasar roseach bekli rishon. The only time you have a shaila is if you have hot meat in a kli rishon. The moment in which hot meat is a kli sheni, so then in such a case, milk that comes on top is not going to be cooked and not going to be halachically absorbed into the meat in terms of being real basar b'chalav, the basar b'chalav mevushal. Over there, the shach, both the shach and the taz, make references to this yam, both the iser v'heter. They make reference to the iser. Yeah, correct. The iser v'heter, as well as the marshal, who disagreed. This chumra is known as the Yamshal Shlomo's chumra, and he has a sharp svara. His svara, again, as we said, is that you don't have the fanos mekaros. So that is an old, old machlokus. Rav Moshe Feinstein says beautifully in his tshuvas that it's a beautiful line. I did not photocopy this tshuva for you, but I wanted to share with you the language, so I brought it upstairs. Rav Moshe in Bishul, and of course, Dayin Dalid Ayin Dalid. Sif Hey, Rav Moshe says, the gama chubra bedvar gush, sha'af bikli sheni hu adayin kuroseach, hu ha'pligi har ba'alzeh, there are many who disagree, hu besocham ha'ramah, and he quotes that the Ramah I mentioned, asher hu ikur gadol b'hora, this, I like that line. Rav Moshe says that the Ramah is the ikur gadol b'hora, and he says, even though the taz is machmir, even though the shach comes out l'chumra, at the end of the day, Ramesha says, Mi'ikr Dedina, we follow the Shita, the Ramah, not to be machmer for the Yamshel Shlomo. So this comes up a lot in Yoredeya, as well as now it's coming up in Hilchos Shabbos, whether to be Choshesh for this Shita. It seems that the consensus of both Ramesha and Rav Shlomo Zalman is that the way to look at this is just as a Chumr Ba'alma. But not only Ramesha and Rav Shlomo Zalman, we'll get back to Ramesha shortly, but even Moran HaChafetz Chaim also seems to come out with Kula as well. In Sivkat and Kuf Yud Ches, all the way at the end of our Simanim, this is another place that the Mishnah Berurah raises the Chumrah. He says the following. The Mechaber says, let's start with Yutes. Let's be Yotze to do Sif Yutes. Also to Akshemin Vishum Al HaTzali Ba'odo Kenegin HaMetuvah. The Mechaber says that you're not allowed to put oil on an animal, in other words, meat, that's Kenegin HaMedura. So the Mishnah Berurah immediately says, Lav Dafka, Lav Dafka is a Keneged HaMadura. He says, if you're going to put on oil onto meat, even if it's in a klisheni, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Yud Ches, he says that in such a case, that will also be a problem. Because the Afilu Meniach Achakach Ka'arishu klisheni, Gam Kein Asr. To a kama poskim somer the davar gush calls manchi yatzal ledespo a feel the cliche ni mevashel. So he's making reference to the shach, the taz, the yamshel shlomo, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, he concludes mikol makom b'di'evet ain lesser kishum munach b'cliche ni. If someone did it, it's not going to be usser. It's not going to be considered ma'aseh shabbos. That we still have to learn up ma'aseh shabbos. It's not going to be considered ma'aseh shabbos because there you have the Ramah Mekel. So the Mishnah Berurah already points out that we have that there are many poskim who are Mekel. And what comes out from today is that the Mishnah Berurah is very meduyuk when he quotes a Chumrah. You know, he says, Yesh Misha Omrim. We saw that in regards, I think the Mishnah Berurah was anticipating that there are instances where there are poskim who are Mekel, both that we saw in regards to the Leilah, as well as the Davar Gush. So Mishnah Berurah is not explicit that one has to be Machmer, and over here he says the obvious that B'diyev one could be Mekel. And therefore, in two Halacha L'maisa instances, we have Kulis. Number one, Rav Moshe says that even though we L'chatchila, one should be Choshesh for the Shita of the Yamshel Shlomo, nevertheless, when it comes to ketchup, so then in such a case, Rav Moshe says you'd be allowed to put ketchup, that's the tshuva that I made reference to, that I didn't put in the whole Marah Makom, it's hay in Rav Moshe's tshuva. The Rav Moshe says at the end of the day, you could be mekel in regards to putting ketchup onto chicken, that hot chicken that's in a klisheni. Number one, he says that the Ramah is a churma. Number two, at the end of the day, when it comes to ketchup, there's a lot of room to say that even if you're going to consider it a davar lach, that it was once mevushal. So that's a machlokas rishonim, whether we say yesh bishal achar bishal b'davar lach. So even if you're going to consider the ketchup a davar lach and subject to bishal, which was a separate discussion that we had, we quoted both Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman's position. Rav Moshe himself was noted to the tzad that ketchup could be a davar lach, but at the end of the day, it was cooked prior, so therefore he says, to combine two chumras, we don't combine two chumras. We don't combine the Yamshel Shlomo and the chumras. So therefore, Halacha L'maaseh, Rav Moshe says that if the chicken is in a klisheni, so then in such a case, one could be mekel by ketchup, even though Rav Moshe considers ketchup a davar lach. That's one hashlacha. Interesting, hashlacha number two is the last page of the booklet. You have Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, quoted in regards to putting a dover yavesh down. Actually, this case that he's referring to is the pickle. So he said that Shlomo Zalman says this is in the Ma'ara Shabbos, page Reish Samach Gimel. The gam gush, the ain rak suffik, what's rubbed out on the bottom, it's the bottom of the first column. That word is suffik. The lomis gaving, the gam tsas kilkul, hakol derech misasek. So he says, at the end of the day, gush is only a safek. In other words, Rav Shlomo Zalman looks at it as us never being machriya l'chumra. And at the end of the day, you have him being a lo nichalei. And also, it would be even worse, that's a kilkul. Finally, it's derech mesasek. Ein lachshosh l'kol zeh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says one does not have to be, one have to be choshesh. So the bottom line is, to crunch, what comes out from all of the above poskim is the following. That is that one should be machmir lechatzchila by a davar gush b'klisheni, and a davar gush b'klisheni really can be mevashel according to that, if you will, half of the poskim in Yoredeya. You could put all the shach and the taz and the Yamshel Shlomo on one side, and even just put the Ramah on the other, and that would be a 50. And that would be a 50-50. That would mean, of course, that b'diyev one could be mekel. And finally, if there's any other chumrah that you could be mitstarev to the safek, so then in such a case, then we would say that we wouldn't be machmir for the marashal. We'll only be machmir for the marashal if it's straight up shayla. But if for whatever reason there it's tzadim lahakel, says Rav Moshe, we're not mitstarev chumrah lechumrah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if you could be mitstarev for pesik reisha lo nichalei and mekalkel, sounds like that you need a few things, because pesik reisha lo nichalei in general, we're not so quick to be mekel on, but if you're able to mitzdari for a few svaras, then in such a case, one could be mekel. Okay, we'll stop here. Emirtze Hashem, next time, what we're going to do is we'll discuss a little bit more about Irui and Dud Shemesh and Maisa Shabbos. And then I think that's B'siyata D'Shmayim basically it in Hilchos Bishul. Is there anything else that I'm missing? I think that we've covered the bases. Then we'll start Chazara, and then we'll decide how long the Chazara is going to be. The malachos that we're going to go on to do are the double malachos. When I say double malachos, we're going to do Korei and Tofer, Mirtz Hashem, Soser and Bone, and so on. I think that's what those malachos are fascinating, the interplay between both of them, as well as they're quite halacha lemaisa. And if there's anything that you feel you have a particular passion for us to do, then I'm definitely open to hear as well. Have a great Shabbos. Emir Tzashem will have, I hope, Chinuch Habanim tonight. They should be here tonight for the regular Seder and Koran. Yeah.
One thing I'm very confused about, we didn't discuss today.